Hello, today is Tuesday, the 11th of February, 2025. I'm privileged to be speaking to Alan and Gwen Arrell in their home in Hastings. My name is Robin Warren. Mr. Arrell, could you tell us your full name?
Alan Samuel Arrell.
And your date of birth?
6/4/1926.
Oh, yeah, 6/4/26.
And where were you born?
Hastings. In Nelson Street. There used to be a nurse home in Nelson Street. Going south, it was on the right-hand side, just past Fitzroy Avenue, I think it was.
What was your mum's name?
Margaret Allen.
Margaret Allen, yeah.
And your dad's name?
Yeah, Robert.
And what was your father's occupation?
Well, he worked for Robert Holt, goodness knows how many years, in the timber yard, so I don't know how you describe that as a working thing.
And so you've got some siblings?
No.
So you were brought up as an only child?
Yeah.
And your mother died at the same time as the brother?
Yeah, the birth.
And then you and your father lived with your grandparents?
Yep.
So Gwen, could you tell us your full name and date of birth, please?
Gwendolyn Joyce Arrell. And I was born on the 19th of February, 1925.
Almost a century.
Yeah. I can't believe it.
And your maiden name?
Yeah, Trendle.
And where were you born?
In Hastings.
At the Nelson Street Hospital?
Probably. Yes.
And could you tell us your mother and father's full names?
Yeah,
too,
my mother was Mary Blair, known as Nettie. And the father was Frederick Charles.
And your mother's maiden name?
Oh, Griggs.
So Mary Blair Griggs.
Yeah.
And so what did your father do for a
job? He was a plasterer.
Do you remember who for?
Oh, Abbott and Co. Harry Abbott, wasn't it? Was a builder.
Employed plasterers, didn't he?
Yeah.
And so you've got siblings too?
Only one sister I had, Joan Selina.
Yes.
But she never married, she was just on her own.
And so tell us the address that you grew up
in. Yeah, I grew up at 704 Oak Road.
Hastings.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I was at high school, then we moved to 511 Ellison Road.
So what primary school would you have started?
I went to Central School.
Where you just started on the day of the earthquake.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was there.
And what high school that would have been?
Yeah, Hastings High School. We were both there then, because it's only separated since. Yeah, we used to be co-ed.
What did you do for a job then?
I worked for De Pellichet McLeod. I went there as a shorthand typist, and then I changed to doing bookkeeping. The bookkeeping machine we used to use in those days. Do the accounts for the shops that the travellers had sold stuff to.
You worked there until you were married?
No, after that. No, I worked there for about 8 years. We were too busy building our house and that to start a family or anything. But what I used to do was we used to get paid once a month, and every month we'd go and buy something else for the house, some jibboard or something, paint or something.
I didn't have enough to pay for it all.
Well, you were the builder, weren't you?
Yeah.
So you were busy building the house.
Yeah.
We live in a garage while we're building and gradually bought enough stuff to finish it. Actually, when we moved in, there was no jibboard on. You open the back door and you'll see right through to the front.
And we managed to jibboard the back bedroom and we could sleep in there if you like.
And so what was the address of that house?
Camel Road North. Yeah, out of the borough it was then, up by the showgrounds, that last block there.
It's the corner of Caroline Road.
Yeah, my mother was in Caroline Road.
The house on the corner of Caroline Road and Frederick Street?
Yeah, that's where my mother built the house for my mother. Oh. Well, my father was still alive too at that time. He passed away while they lived there. And then we sold Camel Road and we lived at that house while we built Totara Street.
And where were your boys born?
Oh, Rex was born while we were in Camel Road. Kevin was born in Totara Street. Yeah, and that's right. We were back on our own. Eventually we decided to go to Parkvale Estate and Howland Street.
Oh, yeah. Before you came here?
Yeah, we came
here. To Gracelands. Yeah. I see. And so did you spend your whole life as a builder?
No, I started off, I was at high school, second year at high school. I got a job with J.J. Niven, that's right, as an apprentice pattern maker. And that was in woodwork, you see, just the same. And a pattern maker's job was if somebody wanted a casting made of, say, anything, say that handle, for argument's sake, somebody would have to carve a wooden one. And that's taken to the foundry then, and they put it in the sand, etc., and then pour the molten metal over it. And then when it's finished, they can just knock all the sand off it, and away we go.
Well, you can tell us about your working career. What did you do following Niven's?
Oh, well, I left Niven's, and that's when I went down to Wellington, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I went to Wellington, to William Cable, doing the same sort of job, pattern making. And then from Cables, I came back. No, I went to
Auckland
first.
For a few months.
Yeah, and then worked my way down and came back to Hastings.
You got a job in Wellington and then in Auckland, or did you?
Just for experience.
Yeah, it's all for experience. And then I left there and I worked my way down in North Island back to Hastings, and I can't remember what places I worked at then. Oh,
Flicks Products.
Flicks Products was my last employment there.
Then you started building on your own.
Yeah.
What was your occupation at Flicks?
Still making moulds.
Or helping them to make moulds. Yeah. I didn't really make any moulds, but I helped them to make moulds. It was all done with a sheet of plastic was laid down, and you made a sample of what you wanted, and you cut around the outside. And then that...
Make a wooden one.
Yeah, way to go then.
That shell sign, he did that.
Yeah, that shell sign, that's right. Yeah, I made the mould
for
that.
Yeah, out of wood, and then they put the plastic round it.
The Shell petrol station sign, do you mean?
Yeah.
Made that?
Yeah.
The letters were about that high, if I remember rightly.
It's and, quite a big thing.
I can't remember what colour they were, though.
Yellow, it is.
Yellow, was it? Oh, yeah. That's as far as they went.
So Flicks Plastics grew into a very big operation, didn't it?
Yeah. I don't know whether it's still going. I've no idea.
No, I don't know. No, I think it's closed down here. And I think the northern branches decided to close, if I remember rightly.
No, I don't think it's operating
anymore. For himself. As a builder for I don't know how many years, many years. Right. Then you got a job in the office at W&R Jack, woodworking machinery place.
And that's where
that
I finished.
A change.
That's where I finished my working life, really.
Yeah.
So that was an indoor job.
Yeah.
Sitting down at a desk all day was a change. Until they retired.
So you retired from there.
It's around the house, probably annoying Gwen then.
You would have still been doing some building.
Used to make things like our table, those things there.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
Made all.
Yeah.
With your design too?
Yeah.
Yeah, just kept my hand in.
Because he can't see to do it now.
Not now, no, but I could, yeah. You just get a square hunk of timber, you know, about an inch and a half thick or something, and say about 9 or 10 inches square, put in the lathe, and you can finish up with that.
It's beautiful. What about this?
Yeah, it's out of a sort of length of timber, about 2 inch square. And you just put that in the lathe and you get that. And while it's still in the lathe, you can put all these, what do you call them?
Grooves.
Yeah, grooves and stuff in it. Yeah.
Beautiful mahogany.
And that lamp stand. I used to potter and do all these things.
Keep me out of mischief.
That's right.
Yeah.
I got into enough mischief as it was.
Did you? On the job or after the job?
I better say after the job.
So you can see the fruits of your labours wherever you drive in town, really, can't you? Houses you've built or signs you've made or furniture you've created.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's life, I suppose.
Did you go to central school too?
No, I was at Mahora.
They lived in Frederick Street, where the sweet shop was.
Yeah. Yes, tell us about the sweet shop.
Harper's Sweet Shop, confectionery shop, perhaps I called it, I don't know.
That was my grandparents' shop.
Whereabouts was that situated?
Between Nelson Street and Timona Road, about halfway between, the shop was in there, in the front of a house. they could go to the house from the shop with no trouble at all.
Yeah.
So your grandparents owned the house and they set up the sweet shop.
Yeah.
And you worked there as well?
I was only a boy then.
I see.
Yeah, yes, just a boy, that's right.
But you remember going there?
Yeah. Remember going there, all right, But the house was at the back of the shop, but when I say it was at the back of the shop, it was quite a big space between them. From the shop, you'd go out the back door, and then they'd have to walk past the garden and all this sort of jazz to get to the next step, you see.
To the house.
And so, do you recall any of the lollies they sold?
No.
You didn't have any favourites? No, as
I didn't
a young
have
boy.
Any money to deal with on that. No, I was still only.
You got spoilt with them, though.
I was still only a youngster at that stage, really.
Well, you went there when you were two.
Yeah.
When your mother died, that's when you went to live with your grandparents and your father.
Yeah.
And what was your father's occupation?
Well, he worked at Holt's. I think he was about 30-odd years at Holt.
He used to drive a truck at one stage.
Yeah, he was driving the trucks most of the time. But in the latter part of it, he was where the stock to timber was. And the clients would come in and want 10 5x2s and he'd get them out and throw them on their truck then.
So that's where you would have learnt about timber yourself?
Oh, yeah.
And was he making all these sorts of furniture pieces as well?
No, not as well.
He used to buy an old house and do it up.
Oh, yeah.
And you used to help him. That's where he got this experience.
Yeah, that was my dad you talked about. Yeah. So that kept me out of mischief.
Absolutely. But Gwen, tell us about your experience of the earthquake. It was your first day at school?
Yes, I was at school. It was my second year at school. I thought it was playtime. We were outside. But I noticed the other day that reading they did, he was talking about the panic in the passageway getting to the outside, and I thought, well, that's funny. I'm sure it was playtime. One of us was wrong, I don't know which one. Anyway, we all run around like mad, not knowing what it was. I don't know how many times I fell over and skinned my hands and knees because the ground was all moving, and I was looking for my sister Joan. And I don't know how many Jones I found until I got to the right one. And then we hung around and my father came up on his bike and took us home on his bike back to Oak Road. And all the neighbours were sitting along the gutter or the footpaths, too scared to go in their house because all the chimneys had come down and the houses were a mess with everything falling down.
You have clear memories of all those.
Oh, gosh, yes, you never forget a thing like that.
Had your chimney come down as well?
Yes, yeah. And then we gathered the bricks from the chimney and built a fireplace outside to do the cooking and boiling water.
She had a father that was a bricklayer, etc. Got the bricks and put them in the place, etc., and there's your fireplace.
Yeah, he went up to the drill hall and borrowed a bell tent. We put that up on the backyard. We used to go camping, so we had stretchers and things. Yes. We made up our beds outside in the tent and lived out there for quite some time.
A number of days a number of weeks?
Oh, no, weeks, yeah.
And the weather was...
It was summer. It was really hot, yeah.
And so you weren't able to go back to school at
that
time?
Oh, not for a long time, no.
How would you have occupied your days then as children?
Oh, goodness knows. Reading, I suppose, or something. I don't know.
Helping with the chores or picking up
bricks?
Yeah,
that's all. Tidying up, picking up the mess. I know there was smashed eggs and groceries all over the floor. Anyway, we never want to go through that again.
No, that's right.
Do you recall the earthquake too, Ellen?
Yeah. I was in the shop, as the grandparents said, and on the mantelpiece over the fireplace there was a clock about that size, not so plain sort of as that, one of these fancy looking clocks. And I can remember seeing that then, and my grandfather was outside behind the shop at the ice chest. And the ice chest in those days to keep stuff cool.
Fridges.
And he was out at the ice chest, that's right. And I could see this clock moving, you know. I was a blimey Charlie, so I hurriedly got out of the road, round the back to the ice chest where he was. And I stayed with him there then. And that's the earthquake over, virtually.
So your school wouldn't have gone back for some time either?
No, he didn't go to school that day. Yeah.
I was supposed to go to school, but I didn't. I thought better.
Now, what were the names of your grandparents?
We'll have to find out and let you know.
Colin will probably know.
Gwen, your mother's name was Mary Blair Griggs. Tell us a little about your father.
Oh, my father. Well, he came out here with his parents when he was about 8 years old, and they bought a farm out East Clive, and they lived out there. And then when World War I came along, he went with the army overseas and must have been on leave or something. Anyway, met up with my mother over there. They met somehow. Yes. And in 1919, they got married, and they came back on the troop ship, my mother and all.
Really?
That's right. So, and they came back and lived at Clive for a while. And then you could get a loan through their soldiers, I don't know what you call it.
Rehabilitation?
Yeah, something you could get. Bought that house at Oak Road.
We haven't said what your father's name was.
Frederick Charles Trendell.
Now, which country was he from?
He's from England, from Croydon. My mother was from Southend-on-Sea.
So the Trendle family would have come to New Zealand prior to that time?
Yeah. My first year in the primers, I was so small and the teachers were frightened. I'd get knocked over, so they used to carry me in to the classroom.
You were just very tiny.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And you can remember being carried in. The teacher's name?
It was Parnell, one of them.
These are the central teachers.
Yeah, I can't remember now.
What about friends? Do you recall any of the other little girls?
Oh, there was Sheila Gifney, that's right. Oh, I can't think of who they were.
So you enjoyed school?
Oh, yes, quite enjoyed it.
How did you get to school?
We used to walk, of course, and walk home for lunch and back again. Massey Street and across the road, and you went what we call down the bank. At the back of the central school, there was quite a paddock, but it was lower down. We used to call it down the bank.
Is that where part of the playground is now? And so after the earthquake, it took some weeks before you were allowed to go back to school.
Oh, yeah, it was quite some time.
Had the school been repaired?
Yes, oh, yes.
What age did you leave school, Gwen? Oh,
that's a good question. No, I don't remember. No, 14, 16, I suppose. I don't know. By the time I had 2 years at high school and a good 6 months at Brabay Commercial College in those days, in Queen Street it was. Brabay Commercial.
And that's where you learnt?
Well, I had taken commercial at high school, but I just furthered my studies with shorthand and typing and bookkeeping there.
And that was in Queen Street in Hastings?
Yeah. Upstairs and went there for a few months, and I got a job at De Pellaché McLeod's as shorthand typist.
You were there till we married, didn't you?
Well, I was still there for quite a few years after we were married. We never had a mortgage for our house. We just worked and bought timber and stuff as we earned it. Yeah. Just lived in the garage in the meantime. Mm-hmm. They put us on our feet, didn't they?
And when did you leave school, Ellen?
Oh, me? Oh, when I left school, I just finished the second year to high school and I was about to go to the third year, but instead of that, I got a job.
How old would you be?
Oh, good question. Well, I must have been, hang on now, they had to get a permit for me to start work, so I must have been 15.
No, because of the machinery.
Yeah, with machinery, etc. They had to get a permit for me to go. Yeah, so that's the story on that part. What else is there?
I don't know. I think we've done our dash.
I don't want to tire you, so yes, perhaps it's time. Can you think of anything else you'd like to say?
No, not at this stage, I don't think.
No.
All right. We'll turn it off.